Viter in Shasvirin Zvachim Daf Tes. Being up on Tesamad Aleph 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down. Second to last word line is Maskif. Maskif La Rev Yitzchak Rebbe Savriv. Ema Shachtel Shemaiser Lahavi Maiser. Says the Gemara, when you say that if you card Shachtel Korban Pesach to the rest of the year for something else, other than that, it's going to be a Shlamim, why don't we say that if a person does it L'Shem Maiser, that it's going to be Maiser? Let it be, Rashi says, because it's kachem kalim. If you ask, okay, what's the nafkamina? Like, what halacha would come out? Would the Pesach be different if it's treated like a maaser as opposed to shlamim? Number one is a little bit lebay the sachem, because shlamim needs a sachem, libations, and maaser doesn't. As well as, also to get malchus, because the Pesach says, lo yigal, maaser is not allowed to be redeemed over here, as opposed to a shlamim. So the Gemara, so why can't it be a maaser? Ha'asiri Yakodesh. Maaser is known as maaser behemah. That's the 10th animal, you know, that we... That is born to your flock. Every 10th animal is considered Meiser Behima and has to be the 10th animal. Zeh Meiser V'Nachem Meiser. That's called Meiser. Nothing else is going to be called Meiser. So that can't be. If you did it for Meiser, it's going to be Meiser. It's going to be Shlamim. Let's say if you did it for the sake of a Bechor, it's going to be Bechor. And also that it should be given to the Kohanim, because the Bechor goes to the Kohanim. Says Gemara, Bechor Nami Avara Mimaiser Gamer. We learn out the Lash Exer Sav of Avara Avara. Rashi says, "Bebchor Ksev Ha Vaita Kol Paterechem Ubemaiser Ksev Kol Asher Yavor Tachas Hashevet." Therefore, Exer Sav one to the next, and so an actual Bechor is going to be something Bechor, but no other animal. Another reason why it doesn't work. Ve'ema Shachtel Hashem Tamura Le'Avi Tamura. Let's say Tamura is Tamura. Again, a tamur is a substitute animal. So lamay also would be the halacha we do like that. Lemilkale, that you get malchus because of it. Someone who does things in animals as a substitute for a carbon gets malchus because the book says lo yachalifenu velo yamir or so. Don't exchange or substitute it. It says Rashi Mishum lo yachalifu. Because of us, right? Inami, let me get a label, yumach, below you go. Also, the chiyavav, it can't be sold and it can't be redeemed, unlike the shlamim. Why can't the Pesach become a tamura? Amar Kapasik says, who u tamura so? And it and its substitute will be kaddish. Zu tamura ve'inach tamura. We're saying its thing means to say that this type of animal, only one that's substitute for a muktash, is going to become a tamura. And no other animal, meaning a Pesach that's shechted for the sake of a tamura, no other animal becomes a tamura. It's telling this Pasuk is teaching the din. Of tomorrow applies only in a case where one intends to transfer the Kedusha of someone who says Kaddush onto a second one that's not Kaddush. Over here, it doesn't apply in a case where one intends the consecrated animal itself to become the tomorrow. That makes sense. And number four. Number four is... Let's say the person does these Pesach for the sake of, during the rest of the year for the sake of a Todah, it should become a Todah. And Hashem and the Mayach also, what would be the halacha? What's the reason? Latino Lechem. They have to bring Lechem with it. Says the Gemara, can't be. Me, Kamidi, the Pesach Kuvi lo by Lechem. Umosa by Lechem. Is such a thing that the Korban Pesach itself doesn't need bread. Yet, it's Todah. It's leftover. Is going to need that bread? Of course not. The Pesach can't be a Todah. Yahachi hashtanami. If really it's true, then here also, when it becomes a Shlamim, you can say, Mika, Midi, the Pesach, Kuvi, Lo, Bin, Sachim, Umosar, Bin, Sachim. Right? Yeah, we do say that's the case. Rashi, the Harmer, Shlamim, Nyavi. So, Anan, Hachim, and this is what it means to say. Mika, Midi, the Moser, Todah, Atzma, Lo, Bay, Lechem. Is it possible that the leftover of the Todah itself doesn't need bread? Meaning, let's say if a case where somebody designated a Todah and then it got lost. In the meantime, he gets another Todah and he found the first one. The original Todah is brought as his Todah with the breads, and the replacement is also brought, but the leftover Todah, that residual one doesn't come with the bread. So again, what happened was it got lost. In the meantime, he designated another one and then he found the first one. Right, so the first one goes in, the other one's afterwards. So is this such a thing? He can meet the Moser Todah Atzma lo Ba'ilechem, Vila Moser Da Atziluhu Me'alma Ba'ilechem, and but a leftover residual carbon that comes from somewhere else, like a Pesach is brought as a Todah. It would be needed to have bread? Of course not. So therefore, this Moser Todah doesn't need bread. It's it's not possible for Pesach to become a Todah, which would need to have bread. Hoy maski flor av yemar bered rav Hillel. We saw earlier that on Chesam Rebeis, the Pasuk said, V'im min hatzon karbonola zevach shlomim l'Hashem. And if from the flock is his offering, a sacrifice of a shlomim to Hashem, that's talking about Pesach, because a Pesach, Karban Pesach, is one that comes from the flock. And the extra thing says, lezevach, is usually that a Pesach is offered outside its time for any type of carbon, even something that's not a shlomim, it's going to be good. And then we say, we learn out that this Pesach is becoming a shlomim. So that says, Gemara, maskav of Yemar, Reda of Hillel. We might do a Mosar Pesach Ksiv. Who says, where do we know that it was written in reference to Mosar Pesach? Dilma Mosar Ashim Ksiv. Maybe the Pasuk is talking about Mosar Ashim, because the Ashim is also brought only from flock. And therefore, the Pasuk is teaching that a residual Ashim is treated as a shlomim, but not of a Pesach. And for the Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Pasuk says, Ve'im min hatzon karbono lezevach shlamim. Davar shava b'chol hatzon. That's going to be something that's equal to all types of tzon, meaning sheep and goats. The Karban Pesach can be brought from both of these animals. That fits into the category of what we just said. But in Asham, it can't, because Asham can only be sheep, therefore it doesn't apply to that category. Maskev for Rabbi Avin, to Rebecca Lavin, up and running. Maskev la Rabbi Avin bar Chia v'item Rabbi Avin bar Kahana. Fact of Gemara, b'chol asar at amart min lahotzi. In every other place that we have the word min, it's coming to exclude something from what we're talking about. V'kan min l'rabas. Over here, we're using the word min in order to be marbe something. Like what's going on? Amar Bimani, Hachanami min lahotzi. Here also, min is used to exclude. Lo'asi ben shtei shanim, because it's talking about the Karban Pesach, can't be come from an animal that's in its second year. Lo'asi ben akiva, also can't come from an akiva. It's got to be a male. Specting Mar again, we try again. You think that this pasuk is talking about the Karban Pesach? Maybe not. Baghdad, right? Ask the Baghdadian rabbi. Me matzis amart the chik siv high b'mosar pesach siv. Oh, you want to say that this pasuk is talking about a mosar pesach? Well, hold a dow. The hami d'chiv im kesev im ace. Right, it says later in the same part. It says if a lamb, if a goat, mechal the lav mosar pesach siv, must be that the first part, when it says from the flock, was not talking about a Moser Pesach, because the first one is talking about Pesach, then those ones after us are extra, because we know from other places the Karban Pesach can be brought in from a lamb or from a goat, so you don't have to actually say that. In fact, you're saying it must be talking about something else. So it says the Gemara, and listen, this phrase, from the flock, it's talking about the Karban Pesach, because afterwards when it says a lamb and a goat are meaning to teach us other things about the Karban Pesach. We need it for the following b'risa. Kesev, l'rabas is a Pesach l'aliyah. When it says kesev, a lamb, it's including the Pesach whose fat tail is burned on the Mizbeach. Kishu omer im kesev, l'rabas Pesach she'ibra shenasa. It's including a Karban Pesach whose first year passed. It's more than a year old. It's now pasul a Karban Pesach. The rest that we're going to see below is that it should be brought as a shlamim. Well, the shlamim, habayim machos Pesach, and shlamim that comes because of the Pesach, where it's talking about the chagiga, which is brought in the 14th of Nisan with the Karban Pesach. L'chom it's a shlamim, all of them are shlamim. She yitanu smicha. They need all have smicha if you have to push down on the animal. And the tunufas chaz of a shok, you have to wave. Wave the animal in the air, wave it like you just don't care, right? Waving the chaza and the shok and the thigh, kishu omer im eis, and when it says im eis, if a goat, hifsika inyan, it's being mafsik this idea, limir ala eis, shena tuna alia, it's teaching us that in the case of a goat, the fat tail is not necessary to be burned on the mizbeach. Boom! You learn it from the pasuk. If a lamb is over a year, then it's considered a shlamim, right? But we already learned out the fact that if it's something not in its time, it's a shlamim also. Why do you do the same thing? We learn from Avud Shmuel. Damer Avud Shmuel. Ve'imin atzon karbono lezevach shlamim. Davar abamin atzon yehi lezevach shlamim is going to be considered a zevach shlamim. Why did he not learn out? Why did Avud Shmuel not learn out this din from what we just saw from the word ve'if and if ve'im? But still, you could ask that this din that's learned out from Avuda Shmuel could be learned out from Rav Nachman said name of Rav Ravua. Damer Rachman Rav Ravua. Minayin the most Pesach carved Shlom. How do you know that the leftover Pesach? If it's not done for Pesach, that it's going to be something which is done for Shlomim. Shemar the pasuk says Vizavachta. Vizavachta. Pesach Hashem Elokecha Tzon U'Bakar. Why do you have to mention Bakar? V'lo ein Pesach Ba'elim Kvasim and Yizim. It doesn't come from Bakar. It comes from Tzon. Ela Mikan L'Mosar Pesach Shehei L'Davar Abom and Tzon U'Min HaBakar. Give me something that comes from Tzon HaBakar. My new Shlom. That's a Shlomim. Ela T'losik Reik Stevie. Now we have three Psukim that are written over here. He's just coming to teach us this idea of a Mosar Pesach can be used as a Shlomim. Beep, turn the page. One is coming to teach the din where, let's say, the Pesach time for the, has passed and its first year has passed. Rashi says, Zman Shechitas Pesach. And it passed. That's going to be a Shlomim. One's coming to teach you that, let's say, past its year. Sorry, the time for the past, but the year hasn't passed yet. And one is coming to teach where it's time for the carbon hasn't passed and its year also hasn't passed. Meaning to say that the Yudal Nisan didn't yet come and it's still in its first year and it's fit to be brought as a carbon Pesach. But if it's shechted for the sake of a shlamim, it's going to become a good shlamim. Utricha, we need to have all three psukim. Deikas of Rachmana, because of the Torah was just written chad one of them. Havamin hechad the ibrash nasu zman. I would have thought that it's going to go into the case where both its year and its time has passed. Deitchem Pesach legami, because it's no longer it's completely removed from a karm pesach in total in gansin. It's past the karm pesach and it's past its year, and therefore nothing to talk about over here. It becomes a shlama. Well, ibrash zman of a losh nasu. But let's say the time passed, but not its year. It's still within the year. The chazal pesach sheni is going to be right for pesach sheni. Then Emala would say that it doesn't lose its Pesach, its carbon status of Pesach. What is this? When these two over here, then I would say that only those can become a Shlom. Because they're removed from their original status as a carbon Pesach. But that didn't happen at the Chazal Pesach. Emala, then it wouldn't become a Shlom. And Tzvichalei, we need all three Pesachim. Amarav Mishmei de Mavog. Rav said in the name of Mavog. Rashi says, Shem. Chacham. Chatos Sheshachta Lushum Chatos Nachshon Kishera. Somebody who goes ahead. A Chatos had one Shechta for the sake of the Chatos of Nachshon. Now, what is this? What are we talking about here? For the sake of a Chatos brought by Nachshon, who is the Nasi, right? One of each tribe they gave during the time of the Mikshah. Karbano, Karz Gazochah. Ben Nachshon was of the tribe of Yehuda. And we're talking about, a chatas brought on the occasion of the Nisim, as the occasion by the Nisim, because his was brought on the first day. That's why we used his. The Amar Kra, Zos Torah Hachatas, Zos Torah Achas Lechol Hachatas. This is a Shinoi, either Shinoi Kodesh or Shinoi Bailam. So now we're saying is that someone who says, Achatzah Shalom Shum Chatas Nachshon is going to make share because it says, those Torahs Hachatas, Torah Achaz Hachatas, there's one Torah for all of them. Now, Yosef Rav Karmel Alahashmai, so he was saying this, Ace of Mishar Shal Rav, he said, hold on a second, Shimon Omer, Kol Amin Nacho Shinik Mitsu Shalol Shmon, Shavus. Any mincha that you did kmitza on for not for the right kavana, right carbon, it's kosher. For Allah Labai Lum Shemchova, and they are Yotze their chov. As says Rav Shimon, Polig Amin Nachos, Modu Bezvachim. Okay, Lefisha Eina Menachos Domus Zvachim, because Menachos not similar to Zvachim. Shakom it's Machavas Hashem Acheshes. Let's see some of this kmitza on a Machavas carbon. And they did it for the sake of Amar Cheshes carbon, which is a different type of carbon. We'll see this in Menachos. Maisa Mochichen Alea Shi Machavas. Then its actions are showing that it's a Machavas. Chareva L'Shem Blula. Right, okay, showing that it's a machas. Even the coin did kamitza had in mind as a machashes. That's not going to take it away from its machava status. It's obvious by looking at it, it was done as a machavas. It was done on a machavas type of pan. It's a griddle. Rav Shimon, therefore, is going to say the coin's intention, he doesn't really care. According to Rav Shimon, if he did it, if you're wrong, it's obvious it can't have any impact on the actual carbon. Chareva l'shem belula And also, let's say, according to this kamitza on a chareiv, it's a dry mincha for the sake of a blula, one that's mixed up with oil. Maaseh mechichan shi chareiva. The actual mice of the product itself, it's showing that it's a dry mincha. Aval bezvach minigdens is like that. The shchit achas akulon is one shchita for all of them. Kabbalah achas akulon, zvika achas akulon, they're all the same. There's nothing that's going to be mochiach what it is, therefore it's going to be no good. Time in the maaseh mechichan, it's the reason because it's maaseh mechichan. Ayin maaseh mechichan lo. If not, then it wouldn't. It would not work for them. Am I? But according to Mavog's shtickle, why not? Lema zostor samincha, Torah achas lechol menachos. Says zostor samincha. There's one for all the menachos also. Even if the consistency of a mincha doesn't demonstrate its true identity, it should still be completely and totally good, even if you wouldn't be able to see. Eliyah tmarachemar. If you don't want to say this, what do you want to say? Amar Rav. If a chatos is shechted in order to rest his hainu shino b'ilim, you're having it in mind for somebody else, it's going to be good. Ain kapara lemesim, because there's no kapara for dead people. So since Nachshon is dead, he can't get kapara, he's not in the same category of that of the owner of the chatos. Like we saw in Dov Zayin, shino b'ilim is only going to mess it up when it's going to be for a person who is in the same kapara status. V'lema mispa alma, let him say that the chatos was shechted for the sake of some regular dead person. And why do you have to say Nachshon? What does it make a difference to say anyone? Now come Ashmalah in time of the mace. The reason that the chatas is valid is because Nachshon is dead. How the chai do mean the Nachshon psula? But if it were shechted for the sake of a living person similar to Nachshon, that he owed a chatas and was not for an avera, right? Then it would be no good. Who mind you? With that chatas nazir, chatas mitzora, that of a nazir or mitzora. Rashi says, Dumya de Nachshon, that is, Shemechuyav Chatas She'enu al Chita Doma Lesayer Nachshon. Kigun Chatas Nazir Mitzorah Abos Lachshir Psula. Says Gemara, Hi Olos Inu. These types of Chatas are actually like Olas. And therefore, a regular Chatas Shechta for the sake of someone, Chayav, to bring in Nazir's Chatas or Mitzorah's Chatas, should be good because that's considered like an Ola. But the Gemara said that earlier in Dav Zayin, that if a Chatas is Shechta for the sake of someone, Chayav, to bring in Ola, it's going to work. And since these chatas are actually like olas, then bringing a regular chatas, if they think of someone chayv to bring a nazir mitzvah chatas, should not be an issue because it's totally different zachen. If you want to say something what he was saying, then we'll say the following. Who's chayav to bring one like Nachshon is going to be good. Chatas Nachshon olehi. Why? Because the chatas of Nachshon is actually an ola. Ikad Amar, some say that the Mavog said as follows. Amar Rav Mishmei the Mavog. Chatas Sheshachta L'shem Chatas Nachshon Psula. Chatas Nachshon ola. But why would it be chatas Nachshon olehi? It's an ola. Right? And chatas, for the sake of an ola, is no good. In fact, the Gemara, v'lim chatas nazir v'chatas mitzora. So let him say that the case of an... let him say that the case of a nazir's chatas or a mitzora's chatas. Why is he saying nachshon? No, ikr chatas nokad. Rav picked the source of the chatas for his example. He chose nachshon's chatas, an example of a chatas that's not for an avera, because nachshon was the first person to ever bring such a private chatas. So the chatas is a special type of thing, distinction. That's why Rav uses it as an example. Amar Rav, chatas chelev. Right, chatas chelev is, you know, somebody ate chelev. Remember, we called that because it's like the norm of people type of chatas happen. So let's say for chatas chelev, sheshachta l'shem chatas dam, shem chatas avodas kochavim, kshera. It's going to be kosher. They're both brought to get to be mechaper for something which is kares. Therefore, it doesn't change that called Shina Kodesh. This is even in the case of a chatas for Avodah Zarah, which is different from the regular chatas of Chelev, for that only a kid, like a baby goat, can be used for it, where the standard chatas comes from either a baby goat or a mama goat, or a lamb. Kshera, L'shem chatas nazir, L'shem chatas mitzora, But so we said chatas chelav. He did it for chatas dam. Shem chatas avodas kachavim. It's going to be kosher. But if he did the shem chatas nazir, the shem chatas misora, so then psula is going to be pasul because hani olos dinim, because these are considered olos in the chatos, and therefore it's like the chatas was shechted for the sake of an olo, which is no good. Ba'i rava fract rava chatas chelav shechted shem chatas tumas mikdash v'kadosh v'mao. Let's say someone shechted the chatas, chatas chelav. You did it l'shem chatas of tumas mikdash v'kedoshav. What's going to be the din if going into the beis hamikdash, the azar when you're tamei, or eating kachim in the state of tamei? Have to bring that. Mi amrin and karis kamosa. Do we say it's just like karis? Therefore, do we say that the two are considered similar because it's also karis stuff like the chatas of chaylev? Therefore, it's going to be good. Odelma ein kavua kamosa. Maybe we say that they're not similar because the chatas of mikdashav is not a fixed carbon, and it's an olive yurid as opposed to this one. Therefore, it's going to be no good. And for the Gemara of Achabei Dava Masi Kula L'Psula, he taught all of these cases that the chatas is no good. My timer. Right. According to him, according to this idea, he said that all of them, the chattas is no good, even the case of chattas for chelev, done for the chattas of dam. My time of a shachat osal l'chattas, says daf gets to be done, right, for chattas. So shem osa chattas, that particular chattas has to be done. And therefore, any type of things, any chattas, not chattas, is going to be no good. Amar lei, Rav Ashi, Rav Achamar Durava, Baya Durava hechemas nisula. How, according to you, do you teach the question of Rava? If even you have two fixed chattas, like a chattas for dam and a chattas for shuma, for chelev, are going to pass each other, then certainly that's going to be with the case of the olav yored of tumas mikdash v'kedoshav. So Amalei says, so manam b'shino b'aylam esnisan la. We taught it about shino b'aylam, v'hacham esnisan la, and this is how we taught it. The beginning of a rava chatas chelav shechshachta al mi shemechuyev chatas dam bechatas avos kachavim psula al mi shemechuyev chatas zodi bechatas mitzora ksher. That's going to be kosher because those types of chatas are similar to an ola uba ayon la hachi, and this is how we taught the question by rava chatas chelav shechshachta al mi shemechuyev chatas detumas mitzvah migdashav. Now, what's going to be done there? Mir mir karis kamosu. We say it's karis is like it, and therefore it's going to be good. Odelma in kavu kamosu not kavu. Therefore, it's no good. Take it with the Gemara. It leaves with a question. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.